Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, good evening, Rage fans. Welcome to another great day of the Grudge Inc. Sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there? Well. Grudge racing has been a jump off. When I mean jump off, it's been a jump off all across the country. Gonna be a lot going on. A lot of races finna jump off. People gonna be going down on people. People gonna be trying out new vehicles. One thing for sure, 2014 race season finna go full effect. Got a lot of stuff we wanna talk about tonight. Wanna make some sense out of nonsense. Wanna see where this show take us. See how we can better this game and do what we do. We got some lockups we want to tell some people about that are going to be going down. Tell people about a few things that's going on this weekend and upcoming weekend. But before we get to that, you know we got to get Ernie on here to do his thing. So we got Ernie on. Looks like she's trying to get him. We get Ernie on, we'll let Ernie on. Ernie, come on and do his thing. Give us a few tech tips. They're always helpful. Pretty knowledgeable. I have some guys talk to me about some things today. And I was kind of explaining to them some stuff. Ernie was saying the reason why they do this and the reason why they do that. It's just all what helps make these cars go down, and especially when you're dealing with these cars on these smaller tires. Boy, we're going to have some smaller tire stuff jump off here in the state of Texas this year. We're going to be trying to make it happen. The reason why I say that, because all across the country, people are getting excited about some of this small tire stuff, and people are making very, very competitive. And you know, you got people making big names with this stuff, people putting up good money out there. And I know we got a lot of Texas people want to try different applications and want to try to get in the mix. So we're going to put some stuff out there with some of the small tire stuff. You know, you get in where you fit in. Some of this stuff just going to be coming with no bars just because that's what's happening across the country. And you don't want to be stalemated and just do one thing, do your own thing, and you mix it up and go places. You want to be able to fit in wherever you go. So with that said, before we get off in the night topic, we're going to let Ernie come on and tell us about what's happening. I'm quite sure he had a hell of a weekend. He's right down there in the middle of all that stuff with your small tires. Ernie, how you doing? Ernie, can you hear me?
Tracy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you fine.
Okay. Ernie's going through a bad area, so give him a minute. He may get to a better signal. Just give him a second.
Okay.
He's in his truck right now, so.
Oh, yeah, he's out there in the wilderness sometimes. I know how the hills are out there where you lose signal, can't hear for a minute, come back, go a few miles, you can hear. Well, with that said, man, you know, I want to bring to everybody's attention like I do before every show. I've been getting a lot of calls, and right now I'm talking about the biggest, baddest grudge race in the country. It's going to go down July 4th and 5th. Man, oh, man, if I tell you this thing ain't jumping off, it ain't. People ain't talking about it, and people ain't making plans. Boy, I tell you, we starting the racing season here. We talking about the middle of it. The reason why I talk about it so much, because it's going to be so big, and it's so many teams, 25 teams from around the country, man. Hey, guys, make your plans. is going to be going down July 4th and 5th at the Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals, going down in San Antonio Raceway. Closer we get, we're going to have guys come on. Actually, we had guys locked up last night. We'll probably talk a little bit about that tonight, too, for that big event, just to show you guys now doing tentative lock-ins for that World Grudge Nationals going on, the Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals, July 4th and 5th. That's going to be a big one. But before we get to that, Ernie, we can believe we got you on now, do we, Ernie? Don't tell me Ernie fell again. Look like he fell. Okay, well, when Ernie come on, let him jump in and do his thing when he get a signal. But we're going to go off into right now. You know, we got some folks that might got a race they want to talk about, some upcoming events. As you know, want to put that out, put the word out for the guys that got these upcoming events that's going to be going down this weekend. And I'm going to say one thing. Wherever you go to a race at, take care of your business. Be safe, have fun, and keep it grudge. You know, be safe, have fun, and keep it grudge. Man, we want to make this thing all about fun and action this year. We don't want to complicate it no more than what it's been complicated over the years. But as you know, got one going down March the 22nd. March the 22nd. Grudge Inc. is putting up two belts. North Star Dragway in Denton, $3,000, 29, no entry fee. $3,000 back half, no entry fee. Man, that's free money. Gonna be going down at North Star on March the 22nd. Everybody, come on out who can make it. Go out to that free money. Do what you can do. And I had some fun. Might have Gene on here a little bit later to talk about it. We got anybody else want to talk about a race? They got a race they want to talk about? We push the one button, and we'll give you the opportunity to say it. But everybody also know there's a race going down on the 15th at HMP. Batman got his race going on. I hope they have a good race down there also. Everybody go where you can go, support where you're going to support. And, man, let's make it about having fun. Let's just want to try to keep it grudge. Grudge Inc. had a first race of the year. Grudge Inc. and Boom on Wheels going on no problem raceway in Louisiana. We got some lock-ins that's going on. If Boom is on here, we'll get Boom and let Boom give people more details about that as we go off into the show. Then again, all roads lead to Texas. April the 12th, all roads lead to Texas, Houston Motorsports Park. We got the Grudge Racer of the Year. The 901 Bad Boy said he coming. He called some names last night. Dawn, he looking for you. Suitcase, he looking for you. Anybody with 28 or 29, 901 Bad Boys say they're coming for you. And as we all know, Tony Boss Bynes wrecked. But he said he's up and he'll be here with Geronimo. And he already locked in with a mystery car that they don't know nothing about. It's a new car on the block here out of Houston. Jermaine got a bad machine, 29, and he said he ain't going to let Boss come in here and take nothing from the state of Texas. So, hey, man, things going to heat up. As close as we get, just want to put word out there. Racing season finna jump off. We want everybody to support and have fun and do their thing. So, have we got Ernie? She's still trying to get Ernie. And we got anybody, I don't see a one up. Anybody want to talk about upcoming event? If your hand is up, I'm looking at a small screen, but if your hand is up and you want to say something about a race, push it. She's in the private room right now. Just push it. Take your hand out and push again and put it back up, and I'll let you come on in and speak, or you might just be having your hand up waiting until we get this topic for tonight. But if it's something you want to say just right now, push the one button and take your hand down and push it again, and it'll come up to the top, and I know you on. It looks like we got Ernie hot right now, so we're going to let Ernie do his thing. How you doing, Ernie?
Hey, Tracy. Looks like we're having phone connections tonight.
I know, no problem with those things.
I tell you.
What's going on?
Oh, man, it's beautiful weather today. I tell you what, 75 degrees, beautiful, sunshiny.
I heard y'all had a big one. We're up there.
We're going to get it again in two more days. I don't know what's going on. This is the South, man. It's summertime. Well, spring.
Summertime, huh?
Yeah. Give you a little report on the Mike Hill race this weekend at Carolina Dragway. Beautiful race. Beautiful weather. A lot of guys from the north came down, really represented themselves well. Some great races. Saw some problems. I tell you guys, I keep talking to you about safety. Safety. What do they do? Everybody crowds around the starting line. You almost could not get a car between the people. And unfortunately, one of the cars got in reverse. And it just, by the grace of God, nobody got ran over. But you don't need 50 people to crew a car on the starting line. You know, I wish the tracks would really step up and just stop it. Carolina, they tried about a half dozen times just saying, we're not going to run the race unless y'all back up and get away. Once they back up, next car to come up, it looked like an ocean coming up there with them. You know, look, guys, I've been at tracks. I've seen people get killed on the starting line. I saw one at Bradenton, Florida. Saw one in Norwalk, Ohio. I've seen people get permanently disabled. I've seen people broken legs, sections of the legs blown out. A tire turning over at 5,000-6,000 RPMs, if it picks up a pebble, it's like being shot with a .357 Magnum. You know, you got to have some safety on. Don't get behind these cars. Hell, don't get beside the cars. Once that car is in the water box, everybody needs to get back, get away. It's too dangerous. You know, they had three cars that hit the walls Saturday night. Luckily, nobody got hurt. I think that was, in my opinion, one or two instances where they were overdriven. But, you know, guys, you can't win a race sideways. And you can't win a race when you're rubbing concrete, not asphalt. Learn when your car is out of control. If it feels like it's moving, you know, remember, it is. You know, cannot make that car go straight if it's the back end's loose. If you happen to touch the brakes for any reason, or if the car just shifts weight and one of the drag slicks dig in, the car is going to roll, it's going to bicycle. You know, no car is worth your life and or race, at that matter. You know, just get off the throttle, accept the loss because you're going to lose anyhow. And if you got a grudge race going, a $100,000 car is a whole lot more expensive than that little race that you may have to pay the money on. You know, catch them the next time. If you thought you was good enough the first time, come back around. Yeah, safety. Mm-hmm. Torches in the pits. God dang, it looked like we're having a southern forest fire. At night, I believe they could lit it up out there. We had a bottle on display that was used, a torch was used on it, and the side of the bottle was bowed out about an inch where it was just on the cusp of exploding. Yeah, don't use torches, guys. That's what we make bottle heaters for. There's no way you can use a torch and do it safely. Yeah, you got by with it for all these years. Yeah, your brother does it. Yeah, your daddy did it. It don't make it safe. It don't make it right. And every year, the bottles get a little bit older. Every year, you put more heat on it, so it's accumulating wear and tear, expansion, contraction. It's starting to fracture. You know, one of these days, we're going to have a problem when one of these bottles goes off in staging, starting line, or back into pits. Pay attention. If your bottles are 12 years old, 10 years old, and you've been using a torch on them, get new bottles. They're not that expensive. Hell, you won't even try to use a piston 10 years. And so what's the problem with replacing your bottles? It's a consumable piece. Put X many years on it, get rid of it, get you some new ones. Nothing in your race car organization is abused more or used more than your nitrous bottles. So, food for thought. Tracy, you know, it's safety. It's all about safety. I wouldn't want to lose any of the racers out there, not the first one. You know, whether you use our equipment, whether you use anybody's equipment, it doesn't matter. Just understand, your equipment, like I say, you wouldn't use pistons that long. Hell, you wouldn't use a crankshaft that long. And I dare to say, there ain't a person out there that's used a block that long. You know, the $175. You know, what do you expect it to do? How long do you expect it to last? We took a bottle in on trade during our bottle plus swap, 1978. 1978, guys. Figured out how old that bottle is. It had been used, a torch had been to that thing to where it had then changed colors six times. So, how old are your bottles? Look on the bottleneck. There's a row of writing down there. The bottom row, far right-hand side, is going to have a date code. 09 dash, that'd be a letter, dash the year. That's how hard it is to figure how old the bottles are. You know, do you really want to trust your life, your race car, on that type of deal? Just don't do it. You know, replace them. Tracy, if you guys have got any questions, they got any problems, they need some help with their tune-up, you know, give me a call. That's what I'm here for. That's what I do. That's what I enjoy. And, hey, I even actually make a living doing this. You know, give us a call. CompuCar Nitro Systems, 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-648-7687. And for those guys that can't spell, that's 1-800-NITROUS, N-I-T-R-O-U-S. You got a nitrous problem? Give me a call. That's what I'm there for. I can help you with your chassis. I can help you with some of your MSD problems. If I can't help you, I'll put you in touch with the people that can help you. So there's no question that you don't want to ask. I'll get you the answer or find you the answer. Tracy, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Appreciate you working with me tonight. The communications we had were terrible.
Well, sometimes, you know, that's the nature of it. Things not a perfect world. We're going to always run into some problems sometimes, but we do the best you can to work through them, you know. So, hey, we appreciate you coming on, and quite sure guys are going to be calling you, trying to get information. You got a lot of folks down here, you know, trying some of that small tire stuff. So, hey, your input is going to be valuable, man. That guys can call you, and you can try to get them hooked up and gone, you know what I mean? So, hey, it's just all about knowledge, man.
Keith Osborne with Who's Your Tires on the Ask Ernie Tech Show last night. So if y'all got any information you need on the tires, listen to last night's show. He put out some great information of the contrasting the small tires, big tires, sidewalls, radials, future program that Hoosiers got. And let me tell you something. Now, this is a first. Last night, I went to him. I said, can we get a discount if we tell him, you heard about it on the Honest Ernie Show? He said yes. So if you need tires, listen to the show. I don't have a phone number in front of me. Call me tomorrow. I'll give you his phone number. We can get a discount on slicks, and I'm going to start working with these manufacturers to see if we can put together, hello, an Ask Ernie Club, something to where we can start working and getting discounts on parts and pieces for all the racers. So that's one of my major pushes this year, is to start work so we can get the cost factor down to the racer. So it's still good news. So remember that. If you need to, who's your phone number? Like I said, it's not who's your factory that I'm working with. I'm working with the chief field tech director, who is, as of last night, was down at Gainesville for the Gator Nationals. Oh, it was raining down there too, guys. So they're talking about possibly splitting the fields, sending the sportsman racers to either Orlando or to South Georgia Motorsports Park, and only running the pro cars at the Gators at Gainesville. That was the pivot point as of this morning about 9 o'clock when I talked to Keith. So a little blip on the information. They may get it in, but they're really looking at splitting up the fields and separating the pros from the sportsmen. Tracy, I'm going to have to go. All I'm right. going to go, or I'm going to run my mouth and just eat up your whole show.
Okay.
God, y'all have
all right. All right, man. We appreciate it, man. If anybody have anything for Ernie, I don't see no new hands, but if you do, push the one button before you get out of here. If you got something you want to ask Ernie right now, you can push the one button while he's on and get you some information. Or not, you can always give him a call at 1-800-NITRUS. So, hey, Ernie, we appreciate it, man. It's always a good thing to have you on.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good show.
All righty. Okay, we're going to move right along. We're going to move right along. And again, if there's anybody got an upcoming event, I got a race, or if you got somebody you want to lock in, you can do so. You can push the one button, and you can talk about your lock-in. You got a race you're attending, and you want to make some action, you can put your name out there, and we're going to get busy with this. So we're going to take off, and we're going to go on the nice topic, man. We're going to talk about that a little bit because I hear it. Time and time and time again, you get a whole lot of talk, a whole lot of information. Man, you know, the main thing is this, and I'm just going to say it like this. You know, this game is called Grudge Racing, so we call it Grudge Racing, but is the Grudge Racing really happening? Is it really happening like we make the hype for it to happen? Or is it a bunch of nonsense going on? Or is that just a part of the game? Part of the nonsense in grudge racing may just be a part of the game. What do you think? With this game in today's time, there's a lot of manipulation going around, and some people might not understand it. You know, when people come and they go to picking apart your car, are they going to holler about what motor size, big block or small block you got? If I got a small block, you got a big block, you ought to give me this. Or they go to holler, I got a stock suspension car. Or whatever the case may be. In the day's time of grudge racing, you see and you hear a lot of that talk. A lot of talk go around about it, man. Back half, chassis cars. But the biggest thing about it all, you hear a lot. Any two cars can race. People might not believe that. Any two cars can race. So with today's talk, manipulation, trickery, whatever, there's a way, if you want to race, you can make it happen. Each and every team going to try to negotiate how they see fit. And you hear some people say, they don't want to race. I'm asking you. Is some folks trying to talk their way out of race? Some folks trying to scare you? They're using their tactics not to race? Or folks just trying to use the manipulation and the trickery? What do you think? You make the call, man. We want people to weigh in on this because racing is finna jump off, and it's finna jump off hard and heavy starting this weekend all across the country, and it's going to be picking up, and it's going to be races every weekend and every 2 weekends and every month going on throughout December. There's going to be a big race going on somewhere in the country. So you get in where you fit in, you make the races you're going to make, you do what you're going to do. But, man, I want some folks to push the one button and tell me what is the game to them. We got a lot of young guns. I mean, we got a whole lot of young guns in this game today of drag racing, man. And some guys understand and some learn fast, and some guys don't get it. So that you hear people talking all kind of ways. I want to know, we want to put it out there because, you know, some interesting conversations going around and some people don't quite understand it. We want to bring it to the forefront. If you think some fellas out there just talking about it and ain't walking about it and BSing, let us know. But if you think it's all a part of the game, hey, let us know. I got one guy for show, and the question doesn't come to me. Trace, is that guy trying to race? I said, well, it's like this. Every camp is going to stiff a race according to the highest camp want to stiff it. In his mind, he know what he's trying to do. So I'm not going to say he's not trying to race. He's just trying to get the race on his terms. But does that always work? If you don't get it on your terms and you don't race, or you hide behind the fact that you're not always going to get it your way, and if you don't get it your way, you don't race. That's the question tonight, man. I want to know, what do you think about it? What's the call? Somebody push the one button. Let me hear what they take on it. As you know, before you push the one button, let me tell you about some big lock-ins we got. Everybody is talking about Tree Man racing the Jungle. And I'm going to put it out here because if it come to me, it is what it is. Tree Man's locked in also with the old Jacks, and they probably come on here. They got a lock-in for the World Grudge Nationals, $1,000 lock-in. If they show up at the track and don't race, that race would be World Grudge Nationals. But Tree Man got a big one going on this weekend. And, guys, anybody can win. Tree Man going down there to do this thing. Jekyll and Hyde feel like they the underdogs. The word is, they got some high guns. The word is, they got some high guns. So, Tree Man, make sure you be on your A-game, baby. The word is, they got some high guns. They're going to be trying to do their thing, so take care of your business. Some races going in around here. Some guys might want to come on and talk about their lock-in. They probably got going on down in Houston. Some folks might want to know about it, might want to make the trip. People are hate to put the word out. People want to know about these lock-ins. They want to know where this action going. But, man, on this topic tonight, somebody help me out. Tell me what you think about it. With all this manipulation, all this, I got a small block, you got a part. People will pick your car apart if you let them. They will pick your car apart. Part of the game, is it bullcorn? Sharon, let's go to the line and see what we got. Push the one button, fellas. Let's see where we're going with this.
Smooth, your mic is open.
Hey, I wasn't trying to say nothing, Ms. Sharon, but keep me in the queue. I wasn't trying to say nothing right now.
Okay, mute your phone then.
All right.
Thank you. 713-2307, I think that's Hot Shot. Your mic is open.
No, I wasn't trying to say nothing.
Slick, your mic is open.
Slick, your mic is open.
Tracy, we'll come back.
We
got King,
can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Can you hear
now? Okay,
yeah,
okay. All right, top leader to you, Ms. Sharon, and I'm a dog. What's going on, man? Hey, man, you know, my thing is just on your topic, man. You know, everybody going to try to do what they can to, you know, that put them in there. Or should I say to their advantage? You know, some kids want to take out Willie Bar, other want to move, other want the back tie and the move, you know, this and that another, you know. And I ain't upset with nobody to try to, you know, do that thing, you know, if it's going to, you know, work for them. But, you know, hey, you know, it's going to have to be in a mutual agreement up on that, you know. And it's just part of grudge racing, buddy. You know, it's just my perspective with it.
Yeah, I agree, Carl. One thing for certain is this. people out here, I see stuff on the internet. I saw it on High Rock Gossip the other day. People going, huh, what happened with Run What You Gun? Run What You Brung? It done went out the window, bro. Run What You Brung done went out the window. Today,
Hold on, Tracy, we're going to run with you, bro. We ain't taking out no winning ball, we ain't taking out nothing. It's going to be one of them. But I understand your position now. If a kid don't want it, then he needs to move on to somebody else. Or either we need to move on to somebody else. But you know, when you put your money in your car, you know, or whatever your amount that you don't put in there, you ain't looking to undress nothing. You know what I mean? Because, hey, it is what it is. So if it ain't that, that, then I move to somebody to, you know, within our class or so forth. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I even have at this. You run what you brung. You say you're not taking nothing off your car. I've had another car come over here, and he looked like you.
Well, I mean, you know, if he's looking like me, you know, we case it out. He's looking like me. There's a possible he got faster. Now, if he's coming over there telling me take out my winter balls and stuff, nah, we ain't finna do nothing like that there, you know. He might want to move on. I mean, now, if he come up, he stood up like us, you know, and we look at him and, you know, what's going on, then he just, it's a strong possibility he can get some action, you know. But now, if he come in, you know, wants to take out the winter balls and all of that there, I'm telling you right off top, it ain't going to be no happening there. Not with Nightmare.
So if you look like you and don't ask you to take off nothing, down on that had y'all going, huh?
It's a very strong possibility, a very strong possibility. I'm going to put it out to you like this. The favor more so yeah than nay. It's a very strong possibility, very strong.
So you ain't going to ask him for nothing, and he don't need to ask you for nothing.
If it's right, I mean, you know, it got to be right.
That's what I'm saying. When you just said right now,
I said, hold on, people going to always try to say something, but now you're saying if it's right. You know, it got to be one copyrighted.
If he set up,
then notice what you said. If he looked like us, set up like us, he got that one copyrighted. Then, yeah, we might look at it.
Oh, so therefore, you just negated it. Ain't run what you brung. You see what I mean? About run what you brung and gone out the window. You said, hold up. Then you come back and say, he got to have one copyrighted. So that falls in the category of picking parts. I just said people picking parts. See, now you kind of contradict yourself. So which one is real? Is it run what you brung? I'm going to try to negotiate my rate. I'm just putting it out here. I'm interested. I'm quite sure the growers world, they know the Team Nightmare, and it might be somebody want to look at you, and, you know, they want to hear what you're saying. One after you say, no, you're not taking off nothing, and the next breath you say, they got to have one carburetor, so now you pick their part.
Hey, I tell you what, man. I'm going to you like this up, man. You know, I'm just one person with this thing, but, you know, the other crew is on, Smooth on, you know, Cliff is on. I mean, you know, we all can come to some kind of games, so, you know, you plug in and I'm sure they'll tell you the same thing.
Okay, well, somebody feel like they can help Team Nightmare with this, push the one button, saying we're going to go to the next call. Somebody help them out on this, because I just read about a lot of stuff that people do. Today's time is what it is. It's part of the game, so... You know, I wanted to run what you brought. My opinion, I went out to work.
Hey, where your phone charge at?
Who was ever that? My mute your mic if you're not talking. Shannon, let's go to the next call.
Okay, hold on, Tracy. Let me see if I can find that. That's either. Okay, I got quiet. King, your mic is open. Alley Cat, your mic is open.
All right.
What up, King?
Hey, what's out there? What's out there, brother? Hey, look here, tell me, dog. It's two things that you saying is making sense. But let me tell you something. If I say I'm going to run what I bring, whatever the hell I bring, that's what I plan on running. Now, for somebody sitting like me, and like you know, I got the slowest dragster in Texas. So it might be another dragster there. If there's outrun a goddamn me or a John Forrest. Well, I might not moon him just because he looked like, you know, just because two birds look alike don't mean that they the same bird. You understand what I'm saying? So it all together, and it's what I'm trying to say. If like old Nightmare say, he look at him, he might want to get with him. But you got to watch what you get with, but you still going to run what you claim. Like Nightmare, like if I got damn me, for instance, just say, I got one old blower on there, the screw blower. Hell, I ain't moved it since goddamn me in 5 years because there's no need. You know, I got in a little predicament. I got the little old Promart car. Shit. Man, that thing ain't, you drove it. You know it made horsepower. Say, man, I'm really not trying to do nothing, but I'm right in the middle of grudge racing. I'm right in the middle of this bullshit. And to me, grudge racing is more bullshit than racing, quiet as it kept. It's all the bullshit is causing the what's supposed to be grudge racing. But the trickery and all that been going on. I had a street party back in 1959. Hell, you know what I'm saying, for the street car. And then I went to the little back half car and then went to tube chassis. And then I got this old right-ass dragster. That's just because this is what I choose to buy. Not what, you know, I'm not trying to get like him, but I will go down on niggas' ass if he get out of line if I feel I got him. So, you know, that's the difference. When you say run with your brain, it used to be whatever your brain, you get up there and do it. But like you say, now you get up there, it's more, man, you got this, take this off, give me one and one. Well, you know, quiet as a kept. If you got a welfare car, hell, name the car welfare and get in the welfare lane. Don't get your ass over in that man's lane. You know, how about it? Come on with it.
So with that said, that statement, run with your brother, really don't stand, do it? It find your man and try to find a way to race. See, like they say, any two cars can race. You just got to find a way to race.
Yeah, I had my dragster, and I was running with the junior dragster. How about that?
Yeah. Well, you found your way to race. So, you know, that's the deal. That's the only thing about it. These people these days, a lot of cars show up at the track. You know, you got a lot of people coming. They're going to make a lot of passes, and they're not going to race. But actually, you can find a way to race because, you know, people going to always, you hear it all the time. You get on these show shows, folks go to talking about trying to lock in a race. First thing they do, they'll tell you, run like this. If you don't run like this, I ain't going to do it. Or they'll say, give me this. Today's time, in my opinion, it's just today's time. That's just the way it is, you know. I don't feel like it's no more run what you brung. When you run what you brung, man, you good up there, you run what you bring, you look over, you see something look like you, you don't really know what it is. He just looked like you, and you tried it. But that day, that time now, like the man said, Nightmare just said a while ago, he said, hold up, now always run what you brung. I'm going to run mine the way I brung it. He said that, then he came back and said, well, I got to look if he got one carburetor. So then it changed to picking part. So all I'm saying is you hear the talk a whole lot. You know, is that part of today's game? People going to always try to pick a car part?
Say, part of today's game.
Hold on.
Tracy, this slick with Team Nightmare. Hold him up, buddy. You said
okay.
If he said me and so forth, man. Clean that up, man. You know
okay,
that.
Watch this. Let me say something about setting like me. Setting like me, don't none of them set alike. But you go over and see a back end car, you walk over to another back end car, they got that plug in that hood scoop. You just look at that car, he's setting like you. I ain't say what he be up under the hood. He's setting like you. See the terminology, he's setting like you. We don't know if he got, just answer, you said he got one carburetor. If he got one carburetor and one kit, you sit over there with one carburetor and three kits, then what? You going to tell him, no, it ain't your problem. But he, you know, so no car, none of these cars sound alike, but like you. He ain't going to be just like, he might just look like he just like it. That's what I'm saying, man. With today's time, with this grudge racing, man, the run with the run, my opinion is out the window. It's going to come to who, my opinion, who can go over there and try to have their game tight enough where they can get a rate. Some people are going to take a chance. Look at the Jekyll and Hyde this weekend with me, the Jekyll and Tree Man. That man is taking a gamble. They don't sell it like, but those two races, they taking a gamble.
The only thing I'm saying with that, Tracy, they took a gamble. That was by their choice. You did what I'm saying? And I ain't down.
Right.
I mean, you know, I don't know all this stipulation to that, but I was talking about for as Nightmare is concerned, we're going to run with We Bring, you know, and one carburetor, so on. Man, if they want to do that, that's them. And I'm through with that because I don't have nothing to do with theirs. But that's what I'm saying.
I'm asking you this. Nightmare. Are you saying if a guy got multiple carburetors, you have to gain with them? Are you saying that? Or are you not saying that?
If I said what now?
You said y'all got one carburetor. You said y'all got one carburetor. If a car got two carburetors, you have to gain with that car. Is that what you're saying or not? I'm just asking.
I ain't saying that at all. I ain't saying that at all.
Okay.
Hey, Nightmare, let me help you out. Look out, Tracy.
Let me help him out, Tracy.
What you mean is, if you see somebody out there and he can have six carburetors and you catch his ass slipping, this is a shark tank. All the sharks swimming around in one tank. You catch him slipping, down on him you go, whatever you got. How about that?
Hey, King God.
Yeah.
Hello? Say, this smooth, man. This smooth Nightmare. Hey, man, that's Slick. You know, Slick and Lost so much, man. But, hey, what you trying to get to, Tracy? What you want to know now?
I'm telling people right now with the topic is people are using certain languages with today's racing, today's time. You know, people are picking parts. People are saying racing tie side. People, you know, what I'm saying is this. Run with your brung, my opinion, is gone. Today's time is about who can talk the slickest and get their man to do something. Now, you got some people that just going to be gung-ho, and you got some people would just about try anything. Now, there ain't a whole lot of them out there, but you got some that just about try anything.
Yeah. Okay, but I understand that. But for my opinion, me personally, run with your brung, I don't think it's going to go out the door. My opinion, you know, for us, my car, when you say run with your brung, you know what I'm saying, like how King ought to say, you can have two, three copyrights. If I feel that I can beat you or I got action with you, got a chance on beating you, you can have four copyrights, three stages, no wheelie bars, six wheelie bars. If I feel I got a chance, so... Now, run with your brung is always in the game with me, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to ask you to undress nothing because I ain't going to come fuck with you if I feel I can't beat you. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't going to tell you to take nothing out. I ain't going to step in your way if I feel I can't fuck with you.
I have you got a car that come from out of town.
Okay.
All right. And he on the trailer. He get off the trailer. He come to ask you to race. He come to ask you rate. He ain't made no pass.
Okay.
He ain't made no pass. All you know, it look like your back half car. It look like y'all folks got a big tire on it, Willie Bar, whatever. You say run with your brung. You say run with your brung. So you don't know how it. You don't know how it. You didn't see nothing. All you saw is the car.
Right. So this is what I'm going to do.
You saw the car.
This is what I'm going to do, Trey. Okay, if, like you said, the man at the track, I don't know nothing about him. He don't know nothing about me. And then if I happen to go up to him or he come up to me, say he want to do something, you know what I'm saying? If I really don't know nothing about that car and I feel like I want to, you know, let my nuts hang and try, I'll get out there, but I ain't going to make that money as big as it was if I know I feel like I got a chance on beating it. But if I don't know nothing about him and just want to bring some action, you know what I'm saying? I get out there with it, you know what I'm saying? But the money ain't going to be as high, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I agree with you. I mean, hey, I think that's a smart thing to do. If you want to get out there, I think that's a smart thing to do. With today's time, man, you know, money, people are being careful with that money. You said a smart thing, in my opinion. Hey, man, look here. I'm trying for a little bit just to see. I'm going to learn something about it. I might get lucky. If I don't, I won't have that much invested. Hey, you got guys, got camps, man, 5, 6, 7, 10 people, man. You get $100 from everybody, do it for $1,000. That's a good, that's, if you win, that's a good win. If you lose, each individual ain't left on, lost $100. But you're making action. You're getting out there. You do, you know, you so, I mean, I agree with that. So, hey, man. Other people, push your one button to get it in there for smooth and slick out. What's your opinion?
Hey, look at it, Trace.
What is it?
You know, we cool and everything. I hear you coming out 1-1-1. You know, y'all, give me the moon. Let me try you one time.
Hold on. There you go. Now, that's what we're talking about right there. I ain't even got all pressure. And you telling me.
I'm not calling you. Yeah, Tracy. I'm just saying, you know, when you come to the track, I don't know nothing about your car. So I'm just.
I know,
I'm
but you had to move.
Yeah, I
want to say,
let me
tell
my ass or something.
Yeah, but hold on. I ain't got no arm pressure, and we stand alike, and you asked me to get you to move.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know what you got. I know you're going to have a moth in that bitch. That I do.
No, man, no. Hey, somebody else pushed the one button called Fool Just Don't Win. Drew just went to saying he'll run anybody. He see what they look like. Then he come back and I ain't got all pressure. The man asked me for the move. Somebody push the one button. Let's find somebody else to slick out, man. Somebody push the one. Hey, Sharon, we got another call or something. We need to help slick out, man.
Tell him
to get
that well line, man. Tell me get that web call line.
Hey, King, I don't give a damn what you got. You got a moped, or you got a jet. You bring that motherfucker. You can get some action.
Say what the? Wait a minute.
This nightmare. I said you bring that rail you got, motherfucker. You can get some action. I don't give a damn if I lose, nigga. I'll race your fuck ass.
No, not punk. I don't like punks. I don't like punks, so I ain't gonna be no punk, and you're not gonna call me no punk.
I didn't call you no punk. You heard me wrong. I did not call you no punk.
But quit hollering so I can hear you and understand you.
Okay, I said I didn't call you no punk, man. You heard me wrong. I ain't never disrespect you like that. I said bring that car, that punk ass car. I'm talking about that car.
Oh, that punk ass car, yeah.
Yeah,
you know
I'll race you. I don't give a damn if I lose. We going to bring some action. Bring that motherfucker. You got action, nigga.
Okay. Well, then what? I'm also down with Team Tree Man.
No, so, that's Tree Man.
No, hold on, man. Hold on. Hold on.
You said what you had to say.
Look out, King Arthur.
Huh?
Say, King Arthur, this is Steve with Team Nightmare. Since you don't want to do that, I want you on feet. We can do that, too, but, you know, being loose on the 15 here, me and you on feet, me and you.
I might can catch you on the way back. I'm going to get that goddamn, listen at me, man. I'm going to goddamn Louisiana to get that $5,000 them motherfuckers getting away, man.
Hold on.
And let me talk, and then you talk.
Go ahead.
I come back to Houston. I will run your motherfucking ass all the way back to Dallas.
Wait. I told you to be up on the 15. We ain't got to do no more talking. Let's go lock that in now, me and you. Shit, fuck the talking.
Okay, well, meet me and goddamn me. Where is that? No problem racing, and we'll run on out.
HLP, man, you know where we're
going. I'm not going to be in HMP. You ain't hearing nothing I'm saying. I got a bigger fish to fry.
Okay, I understand it. Okay, I tell you what, King Arthur. The racing season just started. I'm going to catch your ass when it's over. How about that? We'll do something.
Well, we can do something, but the only problem, how old are you, son?
Don't worry about the meter. You didn't load the wagon. I'm right there with you.
I'm going to load that motherfucker. We're going to do it for 5 times.
You load the motherfucker wagon, nigga. That's what you
do. You're going to do it for 5 times. I'm going to run. I'm going to run, goddamn, you ever race me at. How about that?
Yeah, I hear you, partner. I tell you what, y'all have your business up there, but do what you got to do with it. And for y'all, you know, for the season, you know what, I'm telling you right now, I won't look at you. Slick, Team Nightmare, any day, won't look at you.
And hey, get what? And that just don't go since it's the whole goddamn team. I run every goddamn body on your team.
Say, me alone is going to be enough, partner. When I get through dragging your ass, you ain't going to want to see nothing, man. Shit, you bullshit.
My lips will say any goddamn thing. Now, sound like
that. We're going to leave that alone. Say, man, let's talk about some racing, man. Leave that alone.
All right. I got, Sharon, go to the next call and see what he got to say.
You don't have any more hands up.
They better not put none up, and I'm going to put goddamn TV Nightmare here and down when I see him.
Hey, we waiting on you, goddamn, man.
Meet me at the airport now. We can do it tonight.
Come on, then, motherfucker.
We got another hand up just popped up. Get that hand that just popped up, Jeff.
Tree Man, your mic is open.
Uh-oh.
Tree Man.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Yo.
Go ahead.
Can you go up?
Hey, yo.
Look out, King. Calm down.
Gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Yeah, I know that's right. On that topic you got, space it, man, I mean, everybody already knows it's all kind of tricky in the world, man. I mean, you just gotta pretty much know and listen to every word that somebody's saying. I mean, I'm like the real. If you trick me, you just done trick me. If you trick me, if I let you trick me, then I got to pit and go on and take the goddamn list down about my business. Get me?
Tree Man.
Hey.
Tree Man.
Hey.
Hey, this Cliff. You got to trick me. You got two boys pull you down on that old bullshit track. That them niggas, they ain't gonna bet nothing else like that on nowhere else. And you going down on that old bullshit track. You know they ain't gonna call you out nowhere else on no track that's sneaking.
Well, it's like this here. It's like this here, Cliff. When I went down there last time, my car...
Three men went down there.
My car made a pretty good hit on that track. My car made a good hit on track. It's like this here. I'm going to get in there and make me a goddamn good hit. If that motherfucker do what he do, then we're going to find him and race him some, bitch. If it don't, I'm going to play the punk out. I'm not giving up no loss. I'm going to be loving my car, do what it need to do, and I see this goddamn time slip. All this thing got high on, they're going to need all that. Hey, I'm going to show you something. They're going to get all that though. They need all that. I don't even blame them. Because if my car do what the fuck it's supposed to do when I get that ticket in my hand, they going to need that.
Yeah,
I don't give a damn.
They
going to get done for it. If it's the same car that weighs 2,700 pounds, they going to need that, man.
I understand that. Yeah, what I'm saying, they ain't going to call you out nowhere else. They think they done picked something. Now, you know what I'm saying? I ain't come on. I just heard the shit. But they try to pick something. You know what I'm saying?
If they got that track prep right, car do what it do. Yeah, hey, we gonna take them bitches down through there. Simple as that. I mean, if my car do anything stupid, then I know it's a track. I'll play that punk out and load my shit up. I mean, I ain't got nothing to give away. But that motherfucker do what it's supposed to do, I'm gonna go park that bitch and wait on goddamn time to get this goddamn water box.
I heard that, homeboy. That's the way to go. That's the way to go.
I mean,
Three Man.
Hey.
Tell them the rest of it, goddamn it. Tell them the rest of it.
What you want me to tell them, King?
Tell them the rest of it.
I mean, shit. We already know what the deal is. I mean, what King say, I'm going to show you something on my car. King say go run these boys, we're going to go run these boys. Big Dion say go run these boys. I got two people that can call shots on my car. Because, you know, we done lost together, and we done took some hell of a losses, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, I straighten my car out on side of people. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of these cars that I ran and I'm trying to run, a whole lot of that is practice stuff. Everybody knows what my goal is. I already told everybody what my goal was. Matter of fact, we're going to get some of them tough boys. We're going to get some of them tough boys on the phone tonight. They probably already on their lip.
Who you want, Tree, man? Who you want? They might be on there. Who you want? I mean, you know, we always talk about motherboard. They supposed to be on there. I don't see the number. Sterling, if you on there, Sterling, push the one button.
Okay.
Sherry, you see Sterling and AC on here. Push the one button.
Hey, matter of fact, hold on. Get Sterling on the phone.
Get Sterling on the phone because Sterling wants to talk to somebody.
He wanted out of there.
Motion on here.
Daryl, if you're on, press the one button and give me a second and I'll get Sterling.
Okay. You got another hand. If you got a hand, if you want to talk right now, push your one button. You want to answer this topic right now. I see a hand. I'm opening his mic. I don't know if you want to say something or not. I see you got his mic over. 97062-73-512-6273.
Tink, was that you? Yeah, I don't want to talk to you. I'm just listening.
You just listening?
Yeah, how y'all doing today?
Oh, we out here. We all right. Okay, if anybody want to add to this topic, want to chime in on it, give their input on it, let us know. We just like to know how people think, what they think about it. You heard the team might now came on here, and they laying it down for themselves, for their camp. What they will do and what they won't do. And a lot of racing going to jump off starting this weekend, going on every month to the end of the year, man. People going to be saying certain stuff. Is that going to be meaning the people scared to race? Is that going to mean they don't want to race? Or they just mean they trying to set their trap to get what they like to get? I mean, hey, we like to know what people think. It's all, in my opinion, it's all a part of the game in today's time. It's all a part of the day in today's time. Team Nightmare said a good thing. Hey, if the people like to bet a little bit too much, they can group up and put up a pot and try for a little bit amount of money. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You still trying to make action. It's about trying to make action 2014. It's about trying to make action, so it's going to take a little bit of all of it. Hey, push the one button, folks. Let's see what you got to see. It's going to jump off this weekend. The weather's supposed to be good, so we like to know what people think. Who we got? We go down the line. We got a full house here, man. A lot of people just listening. I know behind the scene they talking and saying this and saying that. And put it out here. Let your voice be heard. That's the Grudge World. Know how you feel. Know what you think about the game was called Grudge Racing. You know, it ain't necessarily you being scared. You might just be trying to be crafty. You know, I'm going to call it some people trying to be crafty.
How about the gun?
Okay, she's trying to get Sterling on the mic.
I'm on the mic. Listen, she's telling me, dog, man, what's going on?
What's going on, man? You were trying to look my back half. Tree Man is on here. He asked about where you here. You on here. What's on your mind? This is Sterling from the team Old Jack. Anybody know these Old Jacks? They've been around 30, 40 years. Say they're the baddest thing in the land, but July 4th. Tree Man's going to show him he washed up, so.
Yeah, okay. If Tree Man come out that tree, he in trouble. He better stay in that tree. He know what's good for him. I told him now. Hard head to do something to you.
Say, man, come down and bless somebody.
He come down with that tree, his head behind belongs to me. That's
you plan on bringing some ass to Texas?
I'm going to bring ass. I always take an ass and all to get the ass. That's me.
Well, you got to bring some ass to get some ass in Texas.
I got enough for you now. Don't worry about that.
Hey, you better keep your wrinkled ass
in. You know where the squirrel over that tree, he won't come down? He better not come down. The dog gonna get it.
Well, let me tell you something. The dog is on the ground waiting on your ass to come.
You go now. That's me. He better not stay in that tree, he all right.
Is
he comes down, his ass is
that
lower.
That's Mr. Sterling.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Sterling, how you doing?
Okay. I can't do no better. I'm doing just fine.
You can't
how
do no better? Well,
yes,
look at
how you doing?
Well, look at here, sir. Sir, when you get to Texas, sir, it's a big old... Have you ever been to Texas?
Never been. I can't wait to get there.
I know, but when you come any kind of way to Texas, right before you cross the Carolina, read that goddamn sign.
I may be asleep when I come through. You better tell me now so I know.
Oh, well, that big old sign say don't mess with Texas. It should say nobody in Texas, but they just make it simple.
I got you.
Well, we're going to welcome you with open arms. They say ain't nothing in Texas but steels and quills. All the goddamn quills are gone. So
let me see now. Who am I talking to? Do you know me?
It's old King, your number one fan.
Huh?
It's old King Arthur, your number one fan.
Oh, so you up in the tree, you in the tree with Tree Man?
No, we cut Well, let me tell you something.
They go for Tree Man and all his goombas. You understand?
All right. Well, we call it team or entourage down here. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But listen.
If you got anything to do with Tree Man, you goes too. Your name Lou, you goes too. Don't come down.
Put my goddamn head on the chopping block first.
I'm sure I come down and take over that town.
Hey, look here. Let me tell you something now. Since you know you come threatening, don't you know that's a threat? Our job is see that none of that shit you're talking happen.
Now, that's my
you
job.
Know what I'm saying? Now, let me read you your rights. Anything you bring to Texas that you're going to bet can and will be counted for, whatever it is. Do you understand me, sir?
I can't quite understand you. What you said now?
Any lotty-dotty, any damn thing you bring to Texas called currency, I'm going to even take that goddamn your antique watch I saw on your arm. You can put it in the pot.
Hey, listen, don't worry about that. I bet you won't have to worry about what's going to happen. I mean, you know. You don't remain get it now.
Well, all I'm trying to tell you, we're going to welcome you and we don't want to scare you. All we're going to tell you, quit talking so much shit and like they say, bring it.
Yeah, I'm going to have enough for you. I'm going to say it to you, cool, I'll see can you make it hot.
Hey, Tracy, see, all this that we talking have been said before. And we're going to respect our elders, but the old folks got
you. Did old Jack tell you anything before? I want to know one question. Did old Jack tell you this before?
The old Jack really ain't saying too much or nothing. You really ain't allowed to talk. Huh?
I can't hear you. Did old Jack ever tell you this before?
No. The old Jack really ain't going to say too much because they get out there. We'll fuck around and come up there this weekend. We go around the goddamn world. We are the children.
You think you're the only one that's around the world? We go all around the world, too. You must be behind us, because I haven't seen you front.
You got to be behind
because you're in front. Ain't nothing in front. Me, the old Jack, in front. You got to be behind. You got to say yourself.
Me, myself, and I need to keep his ass at home, man, quiet as a cat.
I understand.
And Trace, goddamn, is there any kind of way we can speed this race up, man?
Can you better say that thing?
Tree Man don't believe in a son bitch wanting him and don't get it, man.
Pump the brakes, Tree. Pump the brakes. You're going to add in the damn line. Pump the brakes. And Tree Man said he has the back half car. You better have the back half car back there in the Eden. My friend. Hey, my friend got something for you.
I already told you. You know what I'm saying? I told my boy to get on the line. I mean, he ain't scared.
Let me tell you this. I know another guy down in Texas. He ain't got no oil pressure.
I told him to do, get him a Rosso pump or something, put in there so he get ready.
Hey, Sterling, I told you, by the time July get here, we gonna be there to talk when I give me some heart pressure. But I also told you this. You ain't got heart pressure yet. When I get heart pressure, we got time for July. But I told you this. I ain't even sat in the car. Wait a minute, Sterling. Y'all been running this. I don't know if that's a chassis truck or what. I don't know.
It's true back hair. Don't let
okay,
me call
well, we going to see. When I get off pressure. Yes, sir.
But Tom, just go up at the Chevy. Go to the Chevy dealer and get one from the Chevy dealer. That's good enough for you. Because you're in the way. You're in the way.
Sterling.
Huh?
Sterling. Let me tell you this story. I told it to LC. But let me tell you this story, man. I don't know if you was in that trailer, but I'm going to show you something. 3 years ago, man, we was down there in Hattiesburg. I don't know, it was 3 years ago, 2 years ago. That's the night that Roy James ran a sniper. And old Jax was in the trailer. I mean, LC, what is my LC?
HB.
AC was in the trailer. AC was in the trailer. And AC talked so bad to Drexler. Give me 25 on pump two. AC talked so bad to Drexler. And, I mean, that got up under my skin. I went to eat. And I'm like, oh, I told my partner before I left, I'm going to run their ass my goddamn self.
What do you got? What do you have? AC, don't let the bro talk shit to you, AC. Where you at?
Sir, I don't want to talk. I ain't no talk. I'm a racer.
That's my job. He's a racer. That's my job. Take care of y'all the boys. Y'all the boys. Y'all in the way. You just don't know it.
A good hunter never tell his ducks when he's coming.
You just don't know it. I got something for y'all behind.
Hey, Sterling, hear what I'm saying, though. Why are you talking, man? You can't race on this phone.
Getting y'all ass in trouble. That's my job.
Some of
us grown men down here. So, you talking about little boy? Where? You know you're messing with the old Jack. Do you understand that? You better sit down. You better ask somebody. You don't know.
I got Motion on the phone. I see Motion that got on here.
Who is Motion? Is that the one got the back hand? No, let me call my friend. I got a friend. Let me call my friend now.
Everybody got a friend.
You got two back halves. You in trouble. You got a two back halves. You in damn trouble. Now I'm telling you right now.
Hell, my new name is Trouble. Hell, I'm looking for some.
Don't let me call my friend.
Call the son of a bitch to keep talking about it.
You know you made me hot now.
Hey, if you're close to the icebox, do you have one of them automatic iceboxes with the ice come out in the front? Stick a key up your ass. It'll help you.
I'm going to show you something. I got to show you something. You must
show
be, you
me
must
your money.
I got to show you something.
That's where I got my education at. I went to the Show Me State. I was a Missouri Tiger for goddamn 4.5 years. I had to go an extra year so I could get the rest of them credits.
Hey, who called me? Could you please call Melvin? You got Melvin's number. I'm sick of this
what?
Boy talking.
I got Melvin.
I'm sick of him. I was saying, he got a back half. He ain't got a two back half.
Call Melvin.
Do you know how big all is in Texas? What kind of car you got? What kind of car do you have? Who is this? Anyway.
I got a trouble man car.
It's Trouble. It's your name, Trouble. You be in trouble, too. You should be in trouble.
Hey, well, look here. You know if you fool with trouble, you got to be in trouble.
There's no way you're going to be in trouble.
Hey, well, look here. Well, But look at here, Mr. Trouble Warner.
You got the right thing.
Look here, you talking this old man shit, and you going to get you and your old buddy's ass in real hot water coming to Texas with this rah-rah.
Hey, listen. I gotta give it to you. I'm gonna see can you make it hot. I'm gonna say it's too cold. I told you that. I'm gonna see can you make it hot.
Say, man, stick your feet in some goddamn cold water. It'll cool y'all. And yeah, put a hat on so you won't catch no pneumonia.
Take more than that. I'm gonna show you something.
You've been saying that.
Oh, we got another hand up. Atticat, what's going on?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Two things. Is a Slick on the phone?
Who? Slick, yeah.
Nightmare.
Yeah, he on there.
Slick, holla at me.
Hey, man,
what's
it's your
on,
call,
man?
From me and why? Oh, in a minute, we don't need to pull that trailer out. You can bag up for us a little bit.
Hey,
another about 20 minutes.
Did you get Melvin?
Hold on, guys. I didn't get Melvin. Melvin didn't answer. Do you want me to try Matt?
Hold on, man. Now, hold up. I asked for Tracy first. Now, either we got to flick with his ass or what?
It don't matter because I don't think Tracy's going to win. Tracy's going to be pissed.
Hey, why is that? Why is that? I said, do not get this motherfucker worked out, you motherfucker. I'm going to have to goddamn get a flashlight looking for you, motherfucker. I bet you that.
Nah, you go out to look wrong, nigga. You know better than that. That's why you're fishing now. You going to put it on your ass. You bring that bitch out, and we going to knock the paint off that bitch. Bring it on. We ready. We can't look at you.
I ain't got a motherfucking time.
Nice, man. You know who it is? Now you don't know? You ain't got old.
You were knocking. Oh, Lord, Bill, have mercy. Trust me, man. Hey, you know what? Hey, watch this. All right, I ain't got no arm pressure right now, but when I get it ready, I'm going to remember what you said, and I'm going to come over and tell you, get your ass out of goddamn watermark. Well, let's go.
Hey, check it. We always number big cars since we started doing this thing, baby. We giant killers. So you bring it down on that car, we're going to show you how David got down on that ass. You bring it, baby. Get the phone pressure.
Hey.
Quit thinking
hey,
and bring it to my
hey,
baby. We're talking
get,
about
okay.
The deal, baby, Tracy.
Hey, so I'm good. Hey, gang, when I get it ready and I get it lined out, I promise you, I'm going to come tap you on your shoulder. Don't baby.
Well, ain't nobody
better
than
down, and, you know, we think we can handle you, we don't get in there.
Okay. All right. That's cool. All right.
Yeah.
I'm good.
What are we doing?
I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's where we're racing. We think we can hang. We're going to get in now.
All right. Yeah, y'all might have to buy
two or three cars.
Hold on, guys. Hold on a second. Somebody is either on speaker or next to a computer. We're getting reverb.
I'm like King James.
Somebody is yelling back. They close their computer. Okay. Go ahead, Cliff.
Say King James. You're King James now.
Just make it short. Just call me King if you want to change. Name changing it.
Hey, you already got your head full, man. I ain't gonna mess with you tonight. We got our boy, I can't go run you on feet for whatever, so I'm gonna
yeah,
leave you.
Yeah, I'm trying to try all of y'all on feet since y'all all make decisions.
Well, you know,
I'm gonna run one of y'all, listen, I'm gonna run you down, him up, and him back since y'all all make decisions. How about
you ain't finna run me. You ain't finna run me. That's a damn show.
You first.
Oh, yeah, you gonna run, you ain't gonna run me. Unless
you
gonna pull that goddamn rag lad car you got out of. Only way we gonna run.
No, we gonna run on our feet. We running our mouth. We gonna let everything go, man. This is racing. This is drugs, man. Everything go.
Okay. We'll be in here society, so I'm going to leave everything else alone. So anybody want to see something, want to do something, we be there. You know what I'm saying? We're going to look and we're going to reach the dance, dog. I'm going to put it like that.
Is that going to be Saturday night or Sunday?
It's Saturday.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I got a text, an anonymous text, and I'm going to read it verbatim. And it says this: all these motherfuckers picking on a car that's not even built and won't run the ones that are running. That was the text that I just got.
Well, you tell them.
Tell
that
motherfucker to put his name on it.
Undertaker, your mic is open.
Hey, man, I see you trying to get the pick down when you bring your car down and everything. I know you're trying to get the grind on. But, boy, I know what car you got now, though.
I don't even know what car I got now. I'm just going to sit in the motherfucker.
March 15th down there, H&P, it's going to be home and popping down there, man.
You trust me. I said that. Y'all take that to the bank. And Tracy, once again, baby boy, you didn't look at me. I already know what car you got.
I can't hear you. What are you saying?
You got a nice piece without me knowing what car you got. But, you know, I see you trying to pick on these regular backhands.
Hey, hold on, Byron. Batman said, I tried to pick Batman nothing. I didn't say shit. So I didn't try nothing. Now, I got a true backhand. Now, wait a minute. Don't say I picked on nobody. I wasn't saying shit. They called for me. And when they call for me, I say, I ain't got all the pressure, but when I do, I promise you, I'm going to tap that ass on the shoulder. When I get that ass, I promise you, motherfuckers, I'm going to be 99.9% sure I have that baby daddy.
Thank you.
He must be on computer.
Okay, Tracy, I don't know if he knows that he pushed
the
button. But Jap.
You hear me?
If you're ready to talk, Jap. If you're ready to talk, press the one button for me.
Yep, got about three lock-ins down there this weekend, don't you?
Well, I'm trying to. Let me go ahead and open them
hey.
Up. Hold on. Let me see.
Hey, so can y'all hear
second.
Me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Hold on a second, though. Hold on. Jack.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you're open.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, go ahead. Something you wanted to say.
No, I didn't have nothing to say.
Oh, you changed on me. My bad. All right, y'all, go ahead.
Hey, Miss Tracy.
Yes, sir.
We want to hear from them people sending them texts. Tell them to push the wrong
button. I don't know who sent the text. Whoever was sent that anonymous text,
yeah,
what's the one button? I mean,
there you go. There you go. Oh, ain't no ghosts out there, nigga.
Yeah, somebody sending an anonymous text, push the one button, let the folks talk to you. See, that's one thing about being on there. You can talk live, people know who they're talking to.
So, tell them Nightmare want to talk to them.
Nightmare wants you. Nightmare say he wants you. You offended Nightmare saying that. You offended him.
Man, I don't know how in the hell they send anonymous texts. This is
what they
you
want to
fuck. King.
Say what?
King.
Yeah.
Next time you hear my voice, you need to speak, man.
Alicat, you know when you fucking with Tracy, that pisses me off. Don't fuck with me now.
Oh, I got somebody. I'm going to let him tell it. Hold on.
Hold on.
See Santa Tony, push the one button. See Santa Tony, push the one button. You see Santa Tony number?
I don't
see him.
Is he on?
I don't see that number calling. I just got a text. He say, tell them motherfuckers to lock it up. Goddamn it, so let me see who he calling for. I guess he had a teen nightmare whooping pretty much. So the teen nightmare, hold on.
Huh?
Give me a second. I gotta get
the
old
Batman
back on.
Hold on, we gotta get him on here.
The whole goddamn team.
Say what now? Hold on, she's trying to get him on there. I'm getting text after text. Oh, he probably on the call right now. He on a service call, so he can't talk this moment right now. Okay, he can't talk right now. He on a service call.
Well, tell him to get off the goddamn service call. He's texting.
If we got somebody on that camera that can talk for him, I guess he can push the one button, but he can't hear on a service call.
Hell, he'd do better talking than he would texting. It'd take longer.
Say, Tracy. You know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, man, listen, man. I understand, you know, you love the man, you got partner and everything, man, but, you know, hey, man. I don't want you to do. I don't want to race you. You got to get King off the shit out there, too, man. Because I'm going to get my ass off.
Oh, hold on. So
tell him I'm running him.
Hold on. You're a king first.
Yeah. Because he's out there talking. Man, he need to get in there,
so
he
got to
go there with him
the whole time. I'm running your car. Hey, wait a minute. You ain't got to talk like you want to race. We can run. You ain't got to talk about it. You got to talk to me about it. I run that goddamn, I run that motherfucking car you got every week. So you say, hey, I make your ass be like that boy that was fighting at Duran, no mas.
That's just light. You know,
I ain't got light in the ass. Get light.
Hey,
I ain't trying to.
You, Who are you? Are you God or are you King?
What's up, man? Give me 30
seconds. Who's God? Bill is talking on the phone.
I'm going to always be able to talk.
Tracy, I got to see Count Tony on.
Turn of the ass whooping I'm gonna put on your car.
wait, say what now? Oh, you wanna return one, huh? Yeah. That third when we put on you.
You damn right. You whooped me so bad you scared me for a month. Now you wanna do something or you wanna talk about it like everybody else?
We wanna do something. I told you that. I came to your trailer, man. Just move. I came to your trailer when you was at Kennedy and I told you whenever we hit the track, it's on. Whenever we hit the track. Now, didn't I come to your trailer personally and tell you that?
Smooth. I said that. I'm trying to be respectful about it. I'm just letting you know we're going to do it on Tracy's talk show so everybody knows because the fans want to see it, and that's what it's about. That's all I'm saying.
Well, okay. Well, like
I'm,
I said,
I'm be respectful about it.
Say, we headed to Houston this weekend,
on the
22nd. And when we come back, you hear me, sir? Let me see that. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Do it on the 22nd.
Tony,
you
can you hear me? Tony, can you hear me?
He ain't got no phone.
Hey, Tony.
Y'all hold up.
Tony, this is Clifford. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
TK, you responded a couple of months ago, about a month ago. You ain't come on back on that yet. He told you whatever. And you remember. So it's whatever. When you get ready, we going to Houston on Saturday. And,
I got to work that weekend. I can't make it.
Oh, we ain't worried about that.
Hey, good. Won't you tell them that as soon as y'all get back from Saturday race, tell them y'all can get on their ass on Sunday at Killerdale, and he can bring the rest of his clan with him.
Nah.
Batman, sit down. You ain't going to do nothing.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to do it at this time. When we come back, man, the firing goddamn me, that's Sunday night, we ain't going to be able to do it. You know what I'm saying? No matter how high it might be, I'm going to face up on that road. But that next firing goddamn me, whatever day you want to do it, that Friday or that Sunday, we can lock it in, and the fans got plenty of time to be there, and we can dance. So what you want to do?
When are you saying?
This weekend, we ain't going to be here, so what's the fire? The weekend of the 22nd, 23rd, whatever that shit is, you know what I'm saying?
22nd, we're going to try to see you. Prescott, ain't you?
Oh. Prescott. Okay, we're going to do the Prescott. It's going to be out of Prescott then, man. We try to hit
you,
this.
You
road,
going
man.
To Prescott?
You going to Arkansas?
No, we're going to Denton.
I'm going to put it like this here, then. When we come back from the Arkansas, you the first victim is too.
You just lock it in right now for a minimum of 500 that you're going to race me this year.
That's locked in right now.
See that?
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, I just got a text from the middle of Greg Green. He'll take you Friday night.
Greg Green steals me $250 from the punk out money he's never paid me from the race to help out there.
Hey, man.
I ain't forgotten what I'm getting back. Tell me he paid me my $250 and I'll race.
Yeah.
You hear me? You were on, Slack was on the phone. Easy D was on the phone. They heard it. He steals me my $250. Text him back.
So,
pay me my $250.
Let me ask you a question. If he straightened that out Friday, you going to run him head up?
Okay. I'll
pay me my $250 up front. I'm not sure what's going on right now.
Well, you and Cliff are talking, y'all got 500 sometimes.
Hey, see how I talk.
I don't know.
See how I talk. You hear me, see that? This is slow, man. So what we're going to do, since we can't get that date going on, after the 22nd, honey, I mean, well, you said we're going to lock in 500 that I race you this year. So we're going to do that. That's cool?
That's cool, 500.
Okay. Okay, we locked in.
It don't have to be a Denton. We'll work something out together. We made the lock in. I'm good with that. It can be somewhere, you know, a
right.
Neutral ground.
It ain't
going to
be a
Denton.
Okay. That's the deal. We locked in on that.
All right.
So we danced this year. Good.
Batman, you still on here?
Yes, sir. I'm still on here, sir.
What's
he
won't
buy.
Yes,
you won't buy.
I'm not foot racing. I don't do that.
If that wasn't Barbie, there's some doors in here.
All I need is from 6 to 9 to back out the roof. We're going to try that.
Batman, that ain't going to happen. What Greg Green say?
Drill.
I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna get that squared away. You
wanna
run on Friday night?
Man,
that's all right, I'll do it.
It's pro mod night, and we're going out there to do something else. I'm not taking my car Friday.
Okay. All right.
Because
I think he's
gonna
get you.
It don't matter to me.
I ain't on here to talk.
I'm on here to race.
I know, Tony. I know you, man. I'm just relying with the text, that's all.
And rely back to this. He owes me my $250. Be a man about it and pay me.
Yeah, I believe that he'll square that out. I believe that ain't no McTumptain and Greg Green, but I believe he'll square that out.
I don't believe I should have to go ask him. He owes it. That's it. I ain't racing for
him. Hey, we'll square it up. Tony, you're right, Tony. I remember when y'all did. You're right.
That $250 ain't going to make or break me. I'll burn that $250 when he hands it to me with a lighter.
Right.
Hey, no, don't burn that money, man. Give it to me, shit. Don't burn that goddamn money, man.
Anybody else want to race?
Goddamn, you done come on here and see San Antonio and shut the show down.
I ain't shut it down.
Tell me, dog,
what you talking about?
Hey, well, you know what? Y'all, you know, I would have bumped this, but I know that they probably, I don't think they're going to be able to make, y'all going to be gone this weekend, y'all racing. Next weekend, y'all gone, and y'all be at two different tracks. And, you know, I know y'all know April the 12th, HMP is coming up all roads into Texas. I don't know if y'all can make it, but, you know, I know it's going to be hard for C-Town and them, because they got something. It's going to be hard for them to finally make that race, but that'd be another good race to get it on if you want to get it, because y'all going to be gone the next couple weekends.
Where that Tinkerbell car at? I'm looking for the Tinkerbell car.
Where you go? Tinker.
Can you bring that April the 12th?
Tell him we'll bring that Kamara goddamn on the 12th. Tell him I'll take Tinker Bell, please.
gonna remind you about something I told you last week. You gonna say you tell us again. So charge your boost mobile app. I'm gonna call you soon as the show go off.
Trust me, Byron. Trust me.
Trust me. I get
it. King Arthur
gonna drag your goddamn ass. You
gonna
lock the money on that?
King Arthur don't do shit. And King Arthur, he gonna take off that motherfucker. He gonna pass out.
I get it. King gonna drag your ass, bro.
Hey, Sharon,
get A-Stan on here. Or get off the chain on here. Call Charles for me. He's trying to call me. Sharon, call Charles right
quick. Text me the number,
off the chain. Off the chain, you got it, huh? Okay, go ahead.
Text me the number.
All right. What?
Hey, Batman! Yeah, man! Look at here, man. You're going to be wherever racetrack you go, I'll take that goddamn car anywhere, and guess what? Every time you go to race, I'm going to be in your goddamn way. You can't run nobody but me for the rest of your goddamn life.
Listen, man. Man, as long as you
have
that car,
you'll have to pay me. Hey, Batman, you'll have to pay me to let you run somebody else.
Lisa, is that you?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Hey, y'all.
What up, Lisa? What's happening?
Not much. I'll catch you later again. Hey, King. Hey, Batman.
What's going on, Lisa?
Huh?
I said call me. I've been trying to get in contact with you.
I don't have your number.
I thought you had it.
You don't need his goddamn number, Lisa.
Give my number. Right? Let me give you number.
Hey, Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah, I have one.
Lisa.
Hold on.
Why you always getting on the show late?
I be trying to get in. Everybody beat me in, man.
Man,
what happened? Did I miss today?
Man, you always miss it. You got to call 10 minutes before the show starts.
Hell, I be trying to call. I mean, I be back here in my little thing just dialing away. I said, damn, that man keep coming up hollering. You can I get through? I'm about to break a phone.
You got to call 10 minutes before the show starts, Lisa.
Okay. Are you racing this week?
Yeah, I got to go run and lose out.
Oh, damn. Batman, what's your number?
Just be at the track Saturday if you can, okay? We ain't got to talk about
okay.
You know what it is.
Okay. You down here or there?
No,
back.
I'll be at the Saturday.
Okay.
What time?
Let's be at the track. What time?
Oh, yeah, just you know your normal time.
You forgot
I work
at night. Lisa?
Yes? Yes.
Nightmare be there.
You want some business?
We got some business.
You want some more?
Hey, hold on. I just got a text. Well, she going to get him on the line. That's for you, Batman. They finna come on the line. We're going to get him on the line.
Hey, Lisa.
Huh?
I'm going to give you my number anyway. It's 214.
Uh-huh.
705.
Mm-hmm.
4005. Give me a call after the show.
Okay, I sure will.
I just got another text. Cavalcade Boys. With the blue and silver full-size pickup truck. Sandy is going to be a surprise waiting for you in Houston. I just got a text that for the Cavalcade Boys. Cavalcade Boys.
That's for the Cavalcade Boys.
Somebody tell me that's for the Cavalcade Boys.
Oh, okay.
For them. I got a text. Oh, well, somebody come in front of them. Okay, hey, did you get him on? I'm going to let him do the talking. He texted me, but he's going to come on. Sharon, did you get him? Hey, Batman, what was that stipulation on King B race last night and the mother boy? What is the deal on that race, so folks over here know?
They got it straightened out. It was a heads up, the back tires, and the move. That's what it was.
That's what they got to get now?
Yeah, that's what the race is. They get down there. They got three.
They lost. So one. This one is a heads up. So they racing three times?
Yeah, they running three times.
What? They good, but they spicy.
Yeah, okay. They got
first race, hands up. Second race, they get the back tie.
third race they get to move.
Right.
Well, what the hell happened? What the hell happened if you lose the first race?
Well, man, I mean, hey, man, this they stipulations, man. You know, they've been dogfighting for a minute. So honestly, like I said, you know, my boy King B ain't scared, and then Bola ain't scared. So hey, man, it's all right, some action to me.
I know, but I'm just asking this. Bola's giving them that. What I'm saying, if Bola run his hands up and lose, he got to come back and give him the back tie. And if he lose again, he got to come back and give him the move.
Hey, man.
You know,
hey, man. Hey, man.
That's
the
stipulation.
Yeah, they got some stipulations going on, man. Yeah,
I'm just,
that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just asking. People say, so Butler's giving him the back tie. If Butler, regardless, the next race he gets to meet his hands up first time, the next race he gets the back tie, the next race he gets to move.
Yeah, three races.
So if King B wins the first race, then come back win the second race, Butler got to do it the third race.
Hey, man, listen, man. Hey, Chase, you know how you shoot. But I ask you a question. You know how you shoot the line. You know, four are hard to make sometimes. They try to jump four, man.
I'm just making sure I heard that right. So, goddamn, if I go out there and run that summit dance up, it can't beat him hands up. I'm automatically got to get the back top.
The
then automatically got to get the move. Yeah.
Hey, man,
they
got me, man.
They
got me.
I just wanted to make sure what I heard.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's the holy shit.
Yeah, they got me.
You know, it wasn't nothing
else. Rocking, man.
Okay.
I mean, they big boats.
Hey, Sharon, did you get them all?
Mm-mm. They drift.
Sharon, you get them all?
They do. Mm-hmm. They keep the engine running to stay where they want to be. Now they got they all got designated drivers. They broke.
Hey man, what we doing?
Hold on. Hold on, I got somebody want to get on. He want to lock somebody in. Hold on, let me get his mic. They just called me. Hold on. Let me try to find him.
That ain't no bullshit ass phone. Get your real phone, Tracy.
Butler, your mic.
Now they called me. I clicked over. Somebody, they called me. They on here.
I don't know.
Let me see.
Hey, turn me down.
What's up, Butler?
Man, it's got to be more races in the state of Texas besides two, man, with big balls.
You say what happened?
I said it's got to be more races in the state of Texas with big balls besides tree man. We need more girls races with big balls. That's how you make it happen.
I agree with you, man. I'm trying to.
You think that stuff you had that normal
mouth? Okay.
I don't see that.
Hey, Butler.
Hey, look out, Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead,
Tracy.
Hey, Butler.
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Hey, Butler.
Hey, Butler. I appreciate the comment, but you got big balls, too. You just a big fella. You got big balls, too.
Hold on.
Hey, I learned from the best, man.
Okay. Hey, hold on. Y'all want to lock it right there. 214-6664.
Hey, what's up, Trey?
What's going on, man? Y'all want to lock in a race, right?
Yeah, we got a little street car. We're looking for an Iron Man with that blue Malibu.
Who?
Iron Man.
If you only push your one button.
Hey, look out, Tracy.
go ahead.
Hey, Tracy, this is Smith with Team Nightmare, man. Get Tony Thorne on the phone. Tell him we want that black car he got.
Tony Thorne. Okay.
Yeah, we want the black car.
Call Tony and see if you can get an Iron Man on here. Iron Man is Tony Thorne. Hold on, she's trying to get it right now. She's trying to get right now. Now, brother, you were talking. Go ahead, brother. You were talking. Go ahead. Okay, hold on. Tempo. We're trying to get him. Brother, you were saying something.
Oh, no, man. I was just telling you, what you were saying. Yeah, the race don't go down just like that.
It don't go down just like that?
What I was saying, Tree Man got good balls. Shit, he do anything he got to do to make a face. I'm the same way.
Yeah, you in?
Hello.
I'm
going to make some action.
Oh, hold on. What was that?
Ted, you got me in? Iron Man is on here.
Let me, hold on. 10-4.
Hey, you the man with the Malibu?
Hello, Cat. Talk to him, Bass. Yeah. Talk to
you the man with the Malibu, right? Iron Man?
Yeah.
Blue Malibu, right? On 28th. I got a little
Undertaker.
Mustang. You want to say?
Undertaker.
Yo.
Hey, my mic on, man.
Hold on,
Undertaker fail.
Go ahead on, Iron Man.
Tracy, Undertaker was talking for Iron Man.
Well, I know he failed. I don't see him. Is he back on there for one? He was on there, but he failed. If he only again, he's in push one, but I don't see it.
Okay.
Hey, Tommy Dawes is Alex Cat. Is
Hotshot
on here?
No.
Do you know if you're gonna be at the race?
I doubt it. Very serious.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll catch him later then.
Okay.
All right.
I don't see him in the
second. All right. Hold on.
I don't see him.
I'll wait.
Hey, you need to get
your
ass up before I go.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
Is any other street cars on the show with 28 no bar?
28 no bar. Anybody got 28 no bar? Push the one button. If you got a call 28 no bar, push the one button. Spanky didn't want to go down on you. You got a call with 28 no bars.
Plus.
Push the one button. Ain't nobody hand one up yet, Spanky.
Are they coming to Houston?
Right. Yeah, Houston. And Saturday on Houston.
Hello.
Undertaker.
Hello, man. Undertaker.
10-4.
Hello.
Spanky, 10-4.
Hey, yeah, I'm here. What's up, man?
What's up, 10-4? Talk to me.
You got the Malibu, right? You want to do something?
Yeah, what you want to do?
Shit, digging that ass, heads up.
Okay, the way I do it, man, I don't know if you're a real racer or not, but we come straight off the trailer.
We'll do that straight off the trailer. How much?
It don't make no difference.
Saturday, right?
I tell you what, yeah, I got pretty Tony at 4:00. You want to lock in for 4:15?
No, I don't. No. Let's do. Heads up. Straight off the trailer. At 1:00.
Gates open at 1:00. That's fine.
Okay. Well. Okay. The gates open at 1:00. Let's say 2:30.
That's fine too. That's fine.
Okay. So 2:30 with the Malibu, right? No, 28 no par.
Hold on. Say that again. You got some background noise.
I don't have any. I'm sitting right here, sitting still. 28, no bar.
Okay.
Straight off the trailer.
Now we got Willie bars, and I'm not gonna take a call. So if you don't want, that's how we do it.
It'll
still be head up, left of the lane, at 2:00. We can lock 2-on-5.
What's 2-on-5? 2,000 on five.
200 on 500 or better. You know, we not no,
yeah.
We ain't got no big operation
hey,
or nothing
well,
like that, but
well,
we will
fight them bars. We don't want to fight them bars. I ain't going to tell you no lie. You say you ain't going to take them off, so I respect that.
No. Okay.
I tell you what.
Y'all got
some bars. Will you let us move if you keep your bars?
No, I won't let you move. I'll give you the back tie.
Fuck it. We'll try that. 200 on 5.
Okay.
Let's lock it in.
That's a bet. It's locked.
Straight off the trailer, 2:30, right? In the stage.
Straight off the trailer.
2:30.
Straight off the
Saturday.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Saturday.
Hey, Undertaker. Ooh, that's 10-4.
Yeah,
hold up. When is the money due? Who going to have the money? What time is the money going to be due?
The money will be
put up when we come to the gate. When we come through the gate.
Who was this talking? Is this 10-4?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. This is what we're going to do, man. Because I'm going to tell y'all what's going to happen, okay? This is on real talk. There won't be no confusion by anything, man, okay? If y'all gonna run, y'all need to run right after calling them at 4:00. I'm gonna tell you reason why.
No, we gonna run before.
Hey man,
Batman. If he wanna run at 2:00 it is.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How you gonna be running and they gonna be prepping at 2:00? I'm gonna try to tell y'all this.
I thought y'all gonna be prepping before.
Y'all answer that one now. I'm trying to tell y'all what's going on. That's why I tell y'all this. I'm trying to tell you.
Y'all
make sure that check is right. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
But see, he and I race on that. Listen, Undertaker, let's do this.
Since
we don't have a definite on when they're going to finish prepping the track, we will already be in the staging lanes waiting for the tractor to move out the way. We will do that.
That's what I was trying to explain to y'all, okay? The reason why the 4:00 was good with all them because they'll be through prepping and they'll have some cars actually going down the track. I don't want no high-power cars going down the track after the first step.
Yeah, we don't care about cars going down the track. We slow. We fine.
Okay, listen what I'm saying.
This is what it's going to be. My first race is at 4:00. Now, if you want to lock in with Iron Man, we'll do that at 4:15.
That's cool. We'll come find you. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm saying. Just trying to make some sense to you, man. That's all.
No, I got what you're saying, but you're still kind of in the way. We know what we're doing. You know, you understand
no,
what I'm saying?
Listen. I'm trying to tell you, I'm in the way, and I know what's going on. Y'all don't.
But they think they got something soft. That's what that is.
I'm just trying
but
to tell
you.
I tell
you what now, if
okay.
Y'all want to do it before me and Tony, if y'all want to do it at 3:50. Get Pretty Tony on the phone, and we'll swap times.
Tony probably not gonna
get
him
on the phone. Get him on the phone.
No, Tony, listen, Undertaker, listen. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna speak for Tony. I know the reason why he said 4:00 because Tony's calling out the Raw coming straight down, man. He's not gonna change the time, man.
All right, man.
Look here, 10-4.
Hey, we'll talk about it.
If y'all want to do it, we can do it at 4:15 or 4:30.
All right, we'll get there, man.
Since we're going to give y'all the back tie, we'll take lane choice.
You want lane choice?
Yeah, but I'm going to give you the back tie. But now, if you want to do a head up, we'll flip for the lane.
I never been to that track. My car's never been to that track, man. I don't know what my car's going to do.
Well, listen, I tell you what, y'all just call us when y'all get there. We'll be there.
Hey, Alan.
What's up?
Alan. This is why I tell you, your car's never been down that track. That's why I'm telling you.
But I don't care.
Alan, listen to what I'm
saying.
Batman, they got a strategy to play it, Batman. What I'm trying to say is, if y'all want to run out the phone, then, man, I'm looking out for the safety of Alan, man, okay, because I know how his car is, okay, and I know how that track is. That's why I want to make sure it's good and safe and prep, man.
That's what I'm saying, okay? I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at that. All right.
Well, we'll be there, man.
The problem is, Batman, they want to get that thing out the way before the crowd get there, which I can understand that, too, because there's going to be a lot of that powder donut eating shit going.
You sure? That's right. That's what I'm saying, but I'm just saying, I want to make sure everybody's safe, too, man. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, man, get with me, Batman.
You hear me? We'll be there Friday if you want to come over to the trailer and talk.
Y'all coming Friday? Okay, y'all gonna be there Saturday?
We're gonna be there Friday, man. And Saturday.
Okay, we can do it Friday. You wanna do it Friday?
Well, y'all come over to our trailer. We'll figure something out.
Okay. Batman, right. I'm gone.
All right, man. All right. Well, we're running up on that hour, man. Good show, man. I want everybody to be safe wherever they're going this weekend, traveling, man.
Yeah.
Trying to have a good time, man. Trying to make action. Hope everybody have a good event,
yeah,
man. Take care of their business. 2014 ought to be a hot year. We're going to do what we do. We're going to get on out of here, Sharon. We're going to let you go down and do our final comments. We're going to get out of here, man.
You what, baby?
Hey, Sharon, let's go on to the final comments.
I'm going
upstairs,
man.
10-4 Racing, final comment.
Good show, man.
Thank you. I think he's on that phone too, right?
What do you say?
Thank you on that phone. Final comment.
Good show, man. Good show.
All right.
Doug, final comment.
Hey, Sharon, how you doing? How you doing, Tracy?
Hey, what's up, man?
I appreciate the good show. I'm getting some good weather out here, man. Keep me posted. Give me a call or text or something. Let me know how that car's coming.
Okay.
Tree Man, final comment.
Put your microphone.
Yeah, I'm going to say good show. Everybody, you know, that's traveling, you know, careful and hope everything's all right for everybody. And hope we have all good news by this time next week. Talk to y'all later.
Slick, final comment.
Hey, man, good show, man. Team Nightmare, we looking forward to being down at HMP this Saturday, bringing the pain, baby, bringing the pain. We calling our way.
Slick, final comment. Nightmare, Cliff, final comment.
I thank you all.
King, final comment.
How are y'all? Hey, man, I appreciate the Grand Racing putting up with old King Arthur. You know, I do what I do. And, hey, man, you know I'm down with you like 4 flat tires. But one more thing I got to say. That man, you called me out all night. You didn't lock nothing in. And y'all all the King of Race. Boy, you fuck with that Camaro. You let me talk, man. It's my time. Wait a minute. Hold on. You didn't lock in, and I let Tracy go down on you every time you want in that damn Camaro. And I got one more thing to say. Nightmare. Y'all boys, y'all doing good. I like to see fellas get together and stick together, man. So y'all keep it up. Look like y'all might be the team of the year, man. One win, lose, or draw.
Batman, final comment.
All right. Like I told y'all get down that Saturday, March 15th down to HCP, man. Going down like a bomb, man. Like I said, it's going to be on. Y'all be there, man. Like I said, March 15th, man. We're coming down. We're going to drop the bomb on Easter, man. We'll see y'all.
Alley Cat, final comment.
I just want to let everybody know that coming down from Dallas or wherever you're coming from, there will be a diesel mechanic on hand just in case anybody break down. We will have a mechanic waiting to come get you. feel free to call. Call Alicat or call Byron. Y'all be safe, and we'll see y'all Saturday.
Hey,
all right, man. Appreciate for everybody tuning in, man. Hey, like I said, it's going to go down 2014 every month. It's going to be some shows. Guys, be safe. Go out, try to support the shows. Try to make action. Hey, I want to keep it grudge, man. We want to keep it grudge and go out and try to support all the shows, whichever direction you're going. But, hey, let's keep it grudge this year, man. Try to have some fun. Make racing be what it's going to be. Hey, till then, man, we'll report next week. Thank y'all for tuning in. Until then, hey, good night, everybody. Be safe.